Blog Talk Radio.
Give us this day our daily bread,
And forgive us.
And forgive us.
Our trespasses. As we
forgive us
those
who trespass
against us. And lead us not
into temptation,
but deliver us
from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power and glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for just blessing this service, blessing each and every one of us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know why, but I praise the Lord, and I just find it just so awesome that we all made it here to 2023. Amen. I guess maybe the older I get, the more I can just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being here.
Yes.
Amen. Let's go to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6.
Yes.
Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together.
Yes.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Let's go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Let's read that together.
Okay.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God. You know, if you've been with us, and most of you have been with us, and know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And so he has given us a word every month to ponder on, and these are our pearls to ponder, to think about another aspect, just roll it around in our heads and just think about it. So this month, hallelujah, the word is fire. Glory to God. The word is fire. In Spanish, it's fuego. Hallelujah. So fire. The Lord is fire. So Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29. Hebrews 12. Verses 28 and 29. Okay, one more time. Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29. And it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. He is, our God is a consuming fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As I read that, I thought of a bunch of different things. A few of them is that, you know, when the burning bush, the Lord just consumed it with fire, but it didn't go away. It was just consumed with his fire and caused Moses to turn aside, or gave Moses the opportunity to turn aside and get to know the God of the consuming fire. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's a word for this year, to turn aside. Hallelujah. And get to know our God who is a consuming fire. One of the other things I thought about too was when firefighters are fighting these fires, you know, that are, you know, taking up forests and just burning down so many things. What they do is that they'll go out to the perimeter of these fires before the fire, because it's so consuming, before the fire gets there, they'll go out to the edge of it, and they will set that part on fire. And once that part is on fire, then the fire cannot get past that line. And what I thought about with that was that the enemy has a fire. And, you know, he's always trying to do what God does, imitate. Can't really do it, but he tries. And so, and also those people who are not of the Lord, there's a time where they will be in the lake of fire. And so, here's the thing that the Lord just laid on my heart. When we know him as our consuming fire, then no other fire can touch us. Hallelujah. The enemy's fire can't touch us. The fire of situations can't touch us, because he is our consuming fire. Hallelujah. And we have a song that we're going to play today. I usually try to do short songs, but this song was so good, hallelujah, that I just wanted to just kind of do the whole thing, especially on today, the first Sunday of the year. And the song is called Bow Down and Worship Him. And this is Bishop Paul Morton. And then there's a part of it that says consuming fire. It speaks of God as a consuming fire. So just, you know, listen to the song. If you know it, sing it with it. A worship this morning as we begin our first service of this year. Hallelujah. Bow down. And, the other thing I think about is Pastor Mom. For many, many years, when the new year would come in, she would bow down. She would get down on her knees. In her later years, it became very hard to do it, but she did it as long as she could. Amen. Amen. And our scripture today talked about let us worship and bow down. So, amen. Let's worship. Let's bow down and worship him.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship him. The Bible declares that we are to worship him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them, but I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For he alone is worthy to be worshiped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11 It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshiped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel, begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless his name. Come on, worship. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Bow down. Worship him. Oh, worship him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Enter in. Oh, enter in. And we just thank you, Lord God, as we bow down and worship you and enter into this new year that you have given to us, Lord God, that you've seen fit to allow us to come into one more year, Lord God. We thank you for your consuming fire. Hallelujah. Thank you for consuming us with the fire of your love, the fire of your peace, the fire of your joy, the fire of your cleansing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and glory, Lord God. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And we just thank God for this pearl to ponder. He is our fire. He is consuming fire. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Father God. We bless your name. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Those who just came on, Happy New Year. Happy 2023. Good to see all of you here today. Amen. Amen. Let's go on and do some declarations. These are different declarations than we've done. And so we want to declare and decree over ourselves, over our family this year. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know that the word of God says that, you know, when we decree a thing, it is established. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Amen. As I said, take some time and declare and decree this morning. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So as this new year comes in, what we're declaring and decreeing, we believe by faith that it's being established right here and right now in the name of Jesus and shall continue on. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse 8. Amen. So put your hand on your belly. Hallelujah, because the word of God says, out of the belly flows rivers of living water. So put your hand on your belly. Amen. Hallelujah. And repeat after me. You know, we're always fully engaged, because when we're fully engaged, when we say this, hallelujah, our faith rises up on the inside of us. And this word is wrapped in faith. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So repeat after me. I prophesy
that this
is my year,
a thousandfold
increase
for my family.
For my business.
For my ministry.
For everything. That pertains. To life.
And godliness.
In Jesus' name.
Lack.
Delays.
And uncertainties.
Are no longer. Part of my life. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless you, Lord God. Every mountain
is removed
and cast into the sea.
There are no limits.
And no boundaries.
Preventing me
from fulfilling
my destiny.
In Jesus' name.
Lord.
Let your will
be done
on earth
as it is in heaven.
I decree
that God's will
is done
in my life
just as it is
in heaven.
Devil,
take your hand
off my stuff.
Take your hand
off my family,
marriage,
children,
spouse,
finances,
health,
wealth,
friends,
businesses,
ministry,
investment,
career,
education,
property,
and everything else.
I decree
restoration
of everything
that the devil
has stolen
from me
and my family.
I prophesy
breakthrough
in every stagnant
area
of my life.
My territory
and my sphere
of influence
is being enlarged
exponentially
in the name of Jesus.
I say
by faith
from this day
forward,
my steps
are ordered
by the Lord.
He directs my steps,
causing me
to be
at the right place
at the right time.
So things
will happen
to make
my life great.
I give him praise
for it
in advance.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Well, we just thank and praise God for that declaration this morning.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We believe it.
We receive it.
And we thank God
it's done.
In Jesus' name,
amen
and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All of you,
that was good.
Praise God.
All of you know that today is
tag team preaching.
So
even if you were not prepared,
you are prepared.
Hallelujah.
If you have a devotional
that you want to share
with us,
you have 5 minutes
to
read that.
And some of you
you got devotionals
that's blessing you
on a daily basis.
Share it with us
so we can hear it.
Amen.
And,
you
have 5 minutes.
You can
have a scripture
and
a
topic,
and you can preach
for 5 minutes.
You can
read from the Bible
for 5 minutes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
you
can give a testimony
and
say what God
has done for you.
You can
do that today
as well.
You have
5 minutes
to
just let the Lord
use you
and be blessed
and
let us be
blessed with you
of
the Lord.
Amen.
Also,
we're doing
communion today.
So
make sure you
get your communion
elements out,
your
crackers,
your bread,
your
juice.
If you don't have
that,
you have some water,
and
you can go ahead
and
use that. So
get your
communion elements
ready.
Amen. I see some people have already started pressing their number one key to get in the queue for tag team preaching. You may go ahead and do that. Amen. And I laughed this morning, Minister Joy, because Minister Rachel was the first one to press their number one key. So you're second today. Not second, you're third, because mom is always first. Amen. So let's get ready for our communion today. Hallelujah. We want to commune before the Lord. I wanted to share this briefly this morning. It was just so awesome. What we do here at the Heritage House, the Lord has had me do this for years. And, you know, usually I do it on the night before the first Sunday of the month, and I'll take those, you know, those cups, the communion cups, sealed that have the, you know, the wafer and the juice in it, and I'll take some downstairs and put them in the lobby, and it's been a blessing that every time I go down there after it's over, there's none, not one. So I went down this morning. It slipped my mind yesterday, but God has us at the right place at the right time. And so he said, just run down there and just put it on and then come on back and do all that, you know, that I do to prepare. So I went down today and was putting the communion elements out. And our door person, she grabs it and immediately she's ready to take communion. It's such a blessing. And so, and there are people who have told me that they go and look for it so that they could take communion in the building. That's a blessing. So today there was a young man down there, and well, he lives here. I call him a young man. He's probably younger than me. And so he was trying to get people to sign petitions for this woman to be an alder person. And you know, we kind of know her because she hung around our building and everything. And so when he did that, you know, I signed the petition and everything because, you know, I like her and I know that she's about helping people. But anyway, so as I was about to walk away, the Lord was like, I asked him if he wanted a communion cup. And he said that he was Catholic. And, but he hasn't been to church in a long time. And then he said to me, I didn't know that other people took communion. I thought it was only Catholics who did that. And I was like, wow. I said, yeah, we take communion too. And so as I was about to walk away, the Lord said, don't walk away like that. He said, go back and pray the prayer of salvation with him. And so I went back. And he was trying to get other people to sign petitions, so I had to wait for him. And then I said, you know, Kevin, you believe in Jesus, right? He said, yeah. I said, do you want to pray a prayer with me to receive Jesus? And he said, yeah. And so he prayed the prayer with me, and he was visibly touched. Hallelujah. And he said, oh, man, I needed that today. I said, glory to God. Amen. So you're talking about we just prayed about being at the right place at the right time, God ordering our steps. And it had to do with communion, just looking forward to people taking communion in the building, even if they don't take it with us. And so it was just such a blessing, just touched my heart this morning. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We usually go into a song first, but we're going to go on into communion right now. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our scripture for communion, and then we'll play the song after communion.
Praise God. Go on to, in your Bibles, to 1 Corinthians 11. Corinthians 11. Praise God. God is so awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all let me know if that song touched you this morning, because it touched me. Glory to God. That bow down and worship him. Woo! That was good this morning. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Mom to read a bit this morning. So 1 Corinthians 11. And we're going to start at verse 23. Let's see if Pastor Mom, can you see that, Pastor Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23.
1 Corinthians.
Yeah, go ahead and start right here.
And speak to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said,
take,
eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We're at 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 25 now. After this manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So, prayerfully, you have your communion elements ready. Amen. We're going to pray now, and then we'll take communion together. Lord God, we're so grateful to you, Lord, today. We're grateful, we're honored, Lord God, for all that you did for us all those years ago. You shed your blood for us. You gave your life for us. We don't take that lightly, Lord God. And as we come together today on this first Sunday in 2023, Lord God, we remember you. We think about you together, Lord God, and we remember that it was your blood and it was your body that was needed as the perfect sacrifice for the remission of our sins. We thank you for that all over again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We could never get to the Father but by you, but by your blood, but by your flesh, Lord God. And so we remember that. We think about you, Lord God, and we glorify you all over again. Blessed be your name, Lord Father God. So we take this communion today in the name of Jesus. We start with your body. Hallelujah. Amen. We hold your the representation of your body in our hands. Hallelujah. As we get ready to partake of it together. Amen. And this is the body of Christ that was broken for you. Take and eat it now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We'll give you a chance to chew it. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your body. And blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We bless you. We bless you for your body that was broken. Amen. Even though it just sounds like such a simple thing, but your body that was broken means that you were beaten beyond recognition for our sins. You took the punishment. Thank you, Lord. And now we take the representation of the blood of Jesus and we hold it all up together. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. If this is your blood that was shed for us, and we put our name in there, thank you, Lord, for your blood that was shed for Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for your blood that was shed for Willie McCoy. Put your name in there. Thank you, Lord God, for your blood that was shed for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's partake of the blood of Jesus together.
The blood that
continue to apply his blood, to plead his blood, amen, to believe in his blood and his broken body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. And what is so awesome about him with his body and his blood, and that as we believe on him, we know that when these bodies break down, we can no longer use them, and we die. We know that there's a place that we're going, and that's to be with him. To be absent from the body is present, to be present with the Lord. And I wanted to do this earlier. It just came back to me. I wanted to dedicate this broadcast to a lady who was a member of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church for years. Whenever she could come to the service, and we used to have it in the chapel downstairs, she was there, and she always said her poem every Sunday, and it started with, God is my help, I can't be sick. Hallelujah. And that was our very own Miss Misha. She went home to be with the Lord on December the 27th at the age of 97. Glory to God. And she had just turned 97 a week before she passed away. I had an opportunity to go and see her before she passed away. She's still here in this building. She had 24-hour-a-day care in this building, actually next door. And so I was able to go over there and see her. And they had her fixed up so beautifully. She looked so good. She was eating, and I was surprised that she was still able to eat by mouth, because she had some issues for a long time. And so that was a blessing to see. But they had her all cleaned up, and she just looked beautiful. And one of her favorite songs was, Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I just want to thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. And she led us in that song many, many times. So we just thank and praise the Lord that Miss Misha is now absent from her little body and present with the great and awesome God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go on to our prayer over our finances, and then we'll be ready to get into our tag team preaching today. Hallelujah. And I believe with Miss Misha, I think her tag team was always her poem. But we pretty much let her say it every Sunday, and she was ready to say it. Hallelujah. So, amen. With our prayer over our finances, repeat after me.
Lord,
I commit my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful
for it.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen, lost,
Devoured, destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have and what I make
will go a long way. I pray
that
I will not Be anxious about finances. But we'll seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do, I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And, Lord,
I sow
my blessing seed.
Remembering
that it's harvest time.
I call
all my needs. Fully supplied.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Number one is our Cash App, and that is $ESLCCC. $ESLCCC. You're in the Heritage House. You can come to 2E. Hallelujah. Amen. And leave an envelope. Some people stick it under the door or knock on the door. Amen. It's 2E. Thank you, Lord. And then you can mail it. Make your check payable to ESLCCC. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, Father God. And Lord God, before I say that, I was just remembering, the Lord was talking to us about a wealth transfer and being in the right position to be able to receive that by giving our offerings and our tithes. And it is going on. Hallelujah. There's a wealth transfer. Some of us see a trickle right now, but when it didn't rain for so long and Elijah released that rain. But when they first saw it, it was a cloud the size of a man's hand. But they still believed by faith, and then the rain really came. Amen. I know that people who are on Social Security have gotten the biggest raise, cost of living raise, ever this year. Amen. So I know that God is releasing money out. Hallelujah. So that cost of living raise on Social Security, that's just a little trickle. That's like a cloud the size of a man's hand. And then knowing that it rains on the just and the unjust. So everybody who's on Social Security, whether they have tithed or given offerings or not, they get it. But there's going to come a time where there is going to be such a rain of God's blessing, and that will come upon those of us who have been giving tithes and offerings. Amen. That was just on my heart to say. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you for those who are tithing today, giving that 10%. Trusting you, testing you, as you said in Malachi 3, try you, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. And on top of that, you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, making sure that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And so we thank you for that, Lord Father God. And then those who are giving offerings today, we thank you for Luke 6:38 that says that you'll give back to us. You said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, for those who are givers as well today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that that vertical blessing of the windows of heaven opening, the horizontal blessings of men giving unto your bosoms. We thank you and praise you for it, Lord God. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11 that says you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the honor. And we thank you, Lord God. Our eyes are always on you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we usually talk about birthdays or anniversaries at this time. As far as I know, we don't have any in January. So if this is your time for your birthday or whenever your birthday is, send me a text. And let me know when your birthday is so we can make sure we put you on the list. Amen. And I think I do recognize we have a 573 area code that is that's calling a lot. And I didn't know who you were, but I think you're Miss Queen that lives down the hall. We had a nice lunch together. And after the luncheon, I thought, oh, my goodness, I think that's Miss Queen that calls in. So welcome, Miss Queen. It's so good to see you. And, of course, we want to welcome everyone else who's on the line with us. So, glory, hallelujah. It is time for tag team preaching. Hallelujah. So far, we have three who are in line, or four, actually. In line right now, we have room, we have room, we have room for more. Amen. All right, we have five now. Amen. And remember, share what the Lord has laid on your heart. You know, I know some of y'all probably got a word for 2023. If you got a word for 2023, I need to hear from you because we're setting up what we call... what are we calling it? Prophetic voices, a chorus of prophetic voices. So you have about 5 minutes to release a word for 2023, but that's going to be on Thursday, on this Thursday. I believe it's the 5th. And so we'd love to have you to be a part of our chorus of prophetic voices, too, on this Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Amen. But anyone right here, right now, I keep jumping around in time. Anyone can you know, read your devotional. You have 5 minutes. So just take this time to bless the Lord on this first day of the year. Glory to God. So we're going to start with Pastor Mom this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. So she and I were talking. And you know that Pastor Mon has memorized or has hidden these scriptures in her heart years ago. Amen. And now that, you know, maybe her eyes are kind of moving around a little bit more than they should in the name of Jesus, and we pray for that. But now the word is in her heart, and so she can still speak out the word of God. So, on the first day of 2023, to say Psalm 23, the whole psalm. Amen. Okay, Pastor Mom.
All right.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He makes
me lie down in green pasture.
He leadeth me.
He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul.
Yes.
Left. Huh?
Restores my soul.
Restores my soul.
He leadeth me.
He leadeth me in paths of righteousness.
For his?
For his
name?
Name's sake.
Yea.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me.
thy rod
and rod and thy company. Yes.
Thou
prepare a table before me.
In the presence
of my enemy.
Thou anointest
my head with oil.
My cup
runneth over.
Surely
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I
will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. So that was Pastor Mom quoting from or saying from memory Psalm 23. So, oh good, we have a nice list of people ready. Amen. I'll get my little book ready so I can write it down. Okay, so we started with Pastor Mom. Next we have Minister Rachel and family, Minister Joy, Minister Amber, and then Minister Carey, and then Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Anyone else? We still got room. Amen. So we're opening up the line now for Minister Rachel and family.
Hi. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy God bless New Year 2023. Everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, Princess. Right. You're going to be reading Isaiah 61, verse 1, 2, and 3, okay?
Okay. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto thee, unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of life,
righteousness, trees of
righteousness, and
the planting of the Lord,
that he might be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I was going to read from today's devotional, which is, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, very good, Gabrielle.
Welcome.
Amen. Okay, so you're reading from a devotional.
Yes, I'm going to read from, that one wasn't the devotional. That was straight up from the KJV for her.
Yes.
For me, the devotional that God told me to read, and it has the scripture from, it has all the scriptures in it, but the ones that stand out, all of them are blessed. He had me to read, John 8, verse 3 and 11. John chapter 8, verse 3 and 11. But I'm going to read the devotional first and then read John 8, verse 3 to 11. The Gospel John. The Gospel of John tells us about a group of Pharisees who want to stone a woman accused of adultery. In John chapter 8, verse 3 and 11, the men are so focused on the technicalities of the law that they fail to understand why the law exists in the first place. To help I would say mankind, but they always put human. Because that's what God said he made man. So I always say mankind, even though they put human here in the devotional. Beings known and experienced God. If their hearts weren't so hardened, they might have discovered that the law is fulfilled not by punishing wrongs, but by love. Romans 13 and 8, they got the, they said the NIV, but if God, do you want me to go there and read it? No, okay, let me finish reading the devotional. When Jesus tells the woman that she is free of condemnation, he does so having sympathize with her every weakness. In Hebrews 4, verse 15 and 16, those people can go and read, on their, personal time with the Lord. He has compassion regarding all the trials she faced and knows each detail of her background. Psalms 139. He is a savior of infinite understanding, and I know that's true. When we redirect our attention from rule following to God himself, we discover both his true character and his will for us. And like the woman, like this woman, we encounter a God full of mercy and grace, one we're eager to love. And it says to think about it. This is a Dr. Charles Stanley one. God bless him and his family. Today is a good day to focus your attention on God and remember what you love about him. Read Psalms 139, what stands out to you? That's what it's asking for us to read. But I'm going to read John 8, verses 3 to 11. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his fingers wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. Let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But some of us still feel certain things because society looks at single moms and looks at us so badly and don't believe that we could ever be saved or born again or ministers of the Most High God. But God is with us, and he is our husband, our life, and our everything that we need. And we don't have to hold our head down in shame because he put shame on the cross. And therefore, we put on his righteousness. Like the scripture said, put ye on the Lord Jesus and make not provisions for the flesh. We put him on each day. And as we put him on, our minds are covered. Our bodies are covered. Our souls are covered. I thank him for what he's doing through each and every one of us and what he will do even the more in this year, 2023, in Jesus' name, just turning our attention to him, to the master, to the everlasting, holy, righteous, justifier, our God and Savior. Hallelujah. The amen. The final, the alpha, the omega. Hallelujah. Amen. The beginning and ending. He was so Lord Jesus called. Oh, we love him.
Hallelujah.
We can magnify him. You know I'm hearing a song right now. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
My grandson was excited. He was doing little drums on my bed.
All right.
Love y'all. I love each and every one of y'all.
Love you too. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel and Gabrielle. Hallelujah. Thank you for the scripture reading from Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. And the scripture reading in John 8, 3 through 11. I think you really went from 3 to 10 or 8, something like that. But that's okay. That was good. And the Charles Stanley devotional about the woman that was caught in adultery and how Jesus handled that with love and compassion. And so we thank you for that. Amen. Let's go on to Minister Joy. Amen. Welcome. Your line
Hello,
is open.
Peter. Hello?
Yes. You, yes.
Happy
Welcome.
New Year, Paul.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Today, the title is New Year's Resolution. New Year's Resolution. Okay. And the scripture comes from 1 Timothy 4:8. It said, for the most part, in his 20s, Chris' number one resolution each year was to become fit. Actually, it was to hit his ideal weight of 170. Being 5'8 and weighing 150 at the age of 23, he had enough of being underweight. Chris started working out. He joined the gym and became invested in his physical appearance. Chris was at the gym nearly every single day, morning, noon, and night, eating 6 to 7 times a day over a period of a few years. He gained his 20 pounds. At that point, Chris felt like he was on top of the world. While it may have been of some benefit investing in his physical health, all those years, Chris' spiritual health became weak. Chris was so obsessed with gaining his ideal weight that his spiritual self was lacking. It was undernourished and weak. Well, fast forward to today. Chris, being a husband and father, his priorities have changed. He no longer obsessed over his weight and exercise regimen. But now he finds himself considering other New Year's resolutions then include his spiritual health, which led him to invest in reading the Bible. Now, for a lot of us, the last thing we may think about at the beginning of a new year is our spiritual health. In fact, Google tells us that the top 3 most common New Year's resolutions are to exercise more, eat healthy, and to save money. However, I was reminded of a verse in the Bible where the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 4:8, training is of some value. Godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Let's read that again. It says in 1 Timothy 4:8 that while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds the promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The word training, or in other translations, discipline, is actually the Greek word for gymnasium. It is also interesting to note that this word is only used once in the New Testament. In comparison, the word godliness is used 15 times in the New Testament, thus showing the importance and the value of godliness over exercise. In Chris' early 20s, he had, in Chris' early 20s, all he would think about was exercise. He placed his high value on that then of godliness. Now today, God work has become our daily bread and water. It's now our priority and value in his work and his word over us. It says, God's word gives us divine strength and nourish and feeds our souls. Now, as another year begins and we all think about our New Year's resolutions, the changes we'd like to make, will you prioritize your spiritual health over your physical health? Why not try both? Why not exercise, but first read the Bible for 10 minutes and spend 5 minutes in prayer each day? Or try different approaches to find out what works best for you and what is good for your spiritual well-being. In 1 Timothy 4, 5 through 16, it says, everything God created is good, and to be received with thanks, nothing is to be sneered at and thrown out. God's word and our prayers make every item in creation holy. Verse 6 through 10 says in the message, you have been raised on a message of the faith and have followed sound teaching. Now pass on this counsel to the followers of Jesus there, and you'll be a good servant of Jesus. Stay clear of silly stories that get dressed up as religion. Exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workout in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forever. You can count on this. Take it to heart. This is why you're throwing yourself into the venture so totally. You're banking on the living God, Savior of all men and women, especially believers. Now, verse 11 to 14 says, it says, get the word out. Teach all these things. Don't let anyone put you down because you're young. Teach believers with your life by word, by demeanor, by love, by faith, by integrity. Stay at your post, reading scriptures, giving counsel, teaching, and that special gift of ministry you are given when the leaders of the church lay hands on you and pray. Keep the dust off and in use. It says in verse 15 to 16, cultivate these things, immerse yourself in them. The people will all see you mature right before their eyes. Keep a firm grip on both your character and your teaching. Don't be diverted. Just keep at it. Both you and those who hear you will experience salvation. And that was 1 Timothy 4, 5 through 16, which sums it up to pick God first. And it says, I have a prayer, and the prayer goes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, and we thank you that you're with us and you're in us. Resolutions might come in 1 year and go out the oven, but open our hearts and ears to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Joy, for that word on New Year's resolutions. Amen. And really how we should make our spiritual health a high priority. Amen. It's okay to exercise and be healthy and get our weight together however we want it to be. But what's most important is our spiritual health. And one is not mutually exclusive than the other. We can do both. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. Amen. Minister Amber, welcome.
Thank you, and happy blessed new year, everyone.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. And my message for today is all things new, and about this new year and how God just renews different areas of our lives and for great things. And it's important to know that we trust God for this new year and that we just know that he's going to bring great things with it. In James 1:17, it says that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And with, since every good and perfect gift comes from above, we know that since this year is such a gift that God blessed us to be here at such a time as this, that there's going to be great things with it because this year is a gift from God. And we must know that with all things, when God makes all things new, that first he restores. I just love God so much because he has the ability to restore each and every one of us in different places of our lives. He restores us to a right relationship with him through the gift of forgiveness and his love for us. He is able to restore earthly relationships, and he can even restore days and years that seem to be lost. And God is so wonderful because he not only gives us a renewed life in the present, and we can have hope for the future, but he also redeems our past and restores things that we might not have thought that can be restored, but he makes sure that he restores for us. And since God's power of restoration is so great, we see in the Bible multiple times how he has restored so many people's lives, and that can give us encouragement to know that he will restore us as well. And in the Bible it says, when Jacob was finally reunited with his lost son, God restored that relationship. And then Joseph, he just described that he might have been filled with grief, but God restored it so that he was able to see his father and brothers again. In God's great mercy, he has mercy on us so that he can restore great things in our lives. And Jacob in the Bible was able to look back on his life and see that God was his shepherd all along, and that he restored and kept his promises to him. In that same way, when we think that things are too far gone and can't be restored, God will restore them. In the story of Ruth, we see that God took a family whose name really they faced extinction. But not only did he restore them and give them a secure future, but he knit them together in the grand story of redemption by placing them in Jesus' family line. And we are now in his family line. And he has restored us, and he's continuing to restore us. So nothing is too far gone that God cannot restore. And then another part of renewal is God, he renamed. And names carry a lot of significance, scripture and in our lives. And by God renaming someone, he always tells them the meaning of their name. We know that Eve was the mother of all the living, Isaac name meant laughter, and Samuel was asked of God. And it's so important that when God renames us, it's always for a great purpose that he has for our lives. And when God gives someone a new name, it always is a sign of a new purpose and a redeemed life. God changed Abraham's name to Abraham to signify his promise to make him the father of many. And in Genesis 17, verse 5, it says, "No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations." And it's so important that even though we might not actually change our names in the physical, that we will receive our new identities in Christ this year. We don't need to continue to live with things that people have said about us and things like that, but no, we have new identities in Christ, and that we can take up our and receive our world lifestyle being God's children. We can receive our identity in him and know for sure that he is our Father and his goodness and that everything he has is ours. We can receive his identity, our new identities in Christ. And we must know that God's mercies are new every morning, and he has made us in his likeness. So we are part of him, and that is our identity. And then another part of God's newness is that we get new power. Being in God in Christ means that we have access to new power. The Holy Spirit now works in us and through us, helping us to live and be who he desires us to be. Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And then also for this new year, God has new purposes for us. Since we are in Christ, we are now positioned to accomplish what God has created us to do. Multiple things. It doesn't have to be the same thing that God will have us to do, but God will give us new purposes. Ephesians 2:10 says, "But we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So we don't have to be like those of the world that are scared of this year and saying, "Oh, I don't know what to do," and things like that. No, just like it just said, God has already prepared in advance for us what he wants us to do. He has already prepared the good works for us in advance, so we can trust in him this year. And just know that with every new thing, God has it already covered. God's already blessed the newness in our lives. God's already given us the power to handle and the strength to walk in the newness that he has given us. Remember that God restores lost time. He bestows on us new identities, and he creates new power and new purposes for us. My prayer for this year for each and every one of us is that we will walk in the newness of God, not dwell in the past, but walk into the new things that he has for us to do. And just know that God promises us to give us good, he gives us good plans, and that includes a hopeful future. So God bless you all, and happy blessed new year. Walk in your newness in Christ today.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that, Minister Amber. All things new. Amen. Walking in the newness of God as he restores us. Hallelujah. We have new identity in Christ. We have new power. We have new purpose for good work. Hallelujah. We can look forward to the new because he makes all things new. Amen. So thank you. Thank you for that. I'm encouraged. Amen. Thank you for that so much. Amen. All right. Excuse me, Minister Carey, and then we have Pastor Price. Unless we have anyone else, it's still time. You can press your number one key and share with us. 5 minutes. Amen. Minister Carey, welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone. And I just thank God for being here with you all. My walking through a process. And I just, there's a song that said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, for he has done great things." And today I want to join with everyone just thanking the Lord and blessing his name, lifting his name up in worship for who he is and all that he does now and forever. I'll start with Psalm 46:10. And 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." And then go to Psalms 124, Psalms 24, verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I was going, Pastor Mom 23, I was going to read that one too, but I joined with her saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. But it is the Lord that gives me peace. It is the Lord that gives me joy. It is the Lord who gives me righteousness. And I just magnify his name. For we move and we live in him. And I just want to thank the Lord today with everyone else. He restores, as the other minister said, he restores my soul. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for that, for the restoring of my soul and to walk out of 22 into 23 with everyone. For he's leading me in the path, leading us, I don't want to say me, leading us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, that he will be glorified. And I join with everyone to glorify the name of the Lord, for he has done so many things, and I just thank the Lord, and that's all I have to say today, but thank the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord. Oh, excuse me. I was just sitting here and didn't know what I used to say.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I think the title was Walking Into a Process. Was that it?
Yes, walking through the process.
Okay. Okay. Walking into a process. Hallelujah. And the Lord has done great things, and the scripture, be still and know that I'm God, hallelujah, and how the Lord has made heaven and earth, and good, wonderful, Psalm 23, as Pastor Mom said, the Lord is our shepherd, amen. He leads us in the path of righteousness, hallelujah. And all of these are, I mean, just really good things for the year, as the year unfolds, and for every day, any day. Praise God, walking into the process. Amen. Thank you, Minister Carey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's go to Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Good morning, everyone. Now, good afternoon. Happy New Year, Apostle, and to Pastor Mom. Happy, blessed New Year 2023 to you, Pastor Mom. I love you. Glory to God. And then happy, blessed New Year's to each and every one of you. I pray that God may crown each of your year with his goodness, his mercy, and amazing grace. And may each one of us, each one of you and each one, as Minister Carey said, each one of you and each one of us prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers in Jesus' name. I want to rejoice this morning, Apostle, and give thanks to God blessing you this morning to lead Kevin to Christ this morning on this first day of this new year. To me, that was
a wonderful gift.
Isn't that the one? What a blessing and honor and a privilege on the first day of the new year to lead someone to Christ. What a blessing and honor. And also, I want to thank God, our Heavenly Father, in this new year, 2023, for who he is in my life and in our lives. I want to thank God for his manifested good and goodness unto each one of, to me and all of, to all of my family. There's a song that says, never would have made it without the Lord. And I thank God that during the year of 2022, I wouldn't have made it without the Lord. I want to thank him for his love and kindness, that he loves us so much, that he gave his precious darling son, Jesus Christ, for us. I want to give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank him for being my constant companion, my Lord, my Savior, my constant companion, and my very best friend. I want to thank him, and I want to thank the Lord Jesus for the greatness and magnitude of his love for me. That's something I've had to lean on, was his love for me and for each of us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even in this year that just passed, and today is the day that we celebrate and remember communion. So I thank him that he suffered and bled and died for me and each one of us. I want to thank the precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There is the one translation that says he's not only our Paracletos, but he's our friend, the precious Holy Spirit. I want to thank him for being the one who's my helper during this past year and every year, but in the past this past year, he's been my helper, my counselor, my teacher. He's come alongside of me, and I know inside of you too, and inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth, for daily testifying and glorifying of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for giving me and us the power that we need to witness, to serve, and to love. Again, I want to thank God for who he is in my life. I worship him and thank him for the tremendousness of his love. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for Mama. Mama, I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for blessing you, Mama, to see another year. Glory to God. I love you, Mama. I want to thank God for all of my sisters and my brothers, especially for my sisters, Apostle Barbara and Pastor Catherine, for daily, hour by hour, taking care of our mom. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Pastor Catherine, and all of the family. I want to thank God for all of my children, their mates, and for all of my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. I want to thank him for taking care of them daily. Thank God for taking care of my family. I'm so grateful. I want to thank God for Joy and Amber, for their love for God, and for their love and care for me and as their mom, and how they love and care for one another. I thank God for that. I want to thank God for another year of life with health and strength. I want to thank God for allowing me to see 2023. I want to thank God for using me in his service and the work of the ministry. I don't take that for granted. I'm thankful to God, and I still continue to raise my hand and say, yes, Lord, use me in your service and for your service. And then my scripture for this day very quickly, that was my whole time of the tag team, was to give worship to God. And then I have just a couple of scriptures that the Lord gave me. And it's not that long. I'm getting ready to stop now. My scripture for this day is Psalms 116 and verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? And in the CSB Bible, it says, how can I repay the Lord for all the good he's done for me? And then it says in the CEB Bible, what can I give back to the Lord for all the good things he's done for me? And God, that was the question God placed in my heart, Lord, to ask him, what can I do, Lord? What can I do to give back to you? And God's answer to me was this: stay fully engaged. You hear Apostle say it every week, but stay fully engaged with him. He says, stay fully engaged with him each and every day. Mark 4:19, he took that and he said to me, he says, stay fully engaged daily with him. I must not let the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter in that can choke the word so that I will not become unfruitful. And Mark 4:19 in the CEV Bible of that verse, it says, but they started worrying about the needs of this life. And he said they were fooled by the desire to get rich, and they have all kinds of other things. So the message gets choked out, and they never produce anything. That's Mark 4:19 in the CEV Bible. So in this new year, as I close off, in this new year of 2023, I pray that you and I, in response to God's goodness and good to us, will stay fully engaged with him on a daily basis so that nothing will keep us from honoring God and being fruitful in him. This morning, the apostle was fully engaged with God and was fruitful when God allowed her and blessed her to lead Kevin to Christ this morning on this first day of this new year. So God bless you all. I send much love to you all. Happy, blessed new year. And may each of us stay fully engaged daily with God in this year of 2023. God bless you and love you, Apostle. I'll turn it back over. And yes, the song by Paul Morton was
Amen. And you say the song by Paul Morton
was truly a great blessing. That's one of those songs. Glory to God. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Thank God for all the service this morning. Glory to God. Going back on mute.
Yeah. Amen. That took me right up in the spirit this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Price, we thank you for that, the word today about crowning each year, crowning this year, amen, with his blessings. And that song, Never Would Have Made It, I'm trying to think of the guy's name who wrote the song and sang it. I see his face, but I can't think of his name right now. He sang that song. I was at a church in New Jersey where he was singing that song, and that was at the time I was in the middle of Lord have mercy. I was in the middle of being in full-time ministry. I've been in full-time ministry for a few years back then, maybe about 8 years or so at that time. And he was singing that song. I was crying. I cried so bad. It was that, you know, I would have been embarrassed, but I was just really very grateful to God that because I never would have made it, never would have made it without him, you know, then and even now. And I was just, you know, really thanking God with you as you was just thanking him for all things, who he is and all that he does in all of our lives, and thanking God for mom. For our children and our grandchildren and great-grands and Joy and Amber, just thanking God for all of them and hallelujah, another year of life and for using us in his service, hallelujah. Yeah, that was a blessing this morning. Once again, you know, sometimes you think, oh, man, I'm late. I should have done this yesterday. I don't know what happened. How come I didn't do it? I usually do. And he reminded me this morning. He said, just go on down. You're right on time. Just go on down. And I was right on time for something I didn't even know was happening downstairs as people were sitting around waiting to be picked up for church, because I never usually go at that time. So that was a blessing. And most of them were Catholic who were sitting down there waiting on to be picked up for church. And then that scripture in Psalm 116, what shall I render unto the Lord? And I love the response, being fully engaged with him daily. Hallelujah. Being fully engaged. And then not being distracted by the things of this life, because sometimes we can easily be distracted. And if I go on Facebook, that's a major distraction sometimes. And especially, you know, I wanted to see some of the church service in New Jersey this morning. Before I knew it, I was saying Happy New Year to everybody and looking at their Happy New Year graphics and everything, which was not a bad thing, but I wanted to hear what was going on in the church in New Jersey today. And so never really got to it, but thank God they recorded it, so I'll be listening to that later. Amen. So, and then just a brief note about New Jersey. It's just interesting to me. Years ago, I would have these dreams. And in my dream, I would dream that I wasn't there in New Jersey, but I was looking. I was always looking and seeing what was going on in New Jersey. So I was well acquainted with what was going on, even though I wasn't there. And there were people that I knew, and that there were people that I didn't know. And more as I watched them, I saw more people that I did not know than the ones that I did know. And that came back to me this morning as I was looking at them briefly, because, you know, there's more people there that I just don't know anymore. But God showed me that in a dream, and I didn't even understand it until now. So, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Being fully engaged. That's what we'll call your your topic today, fully engaged. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. And I see you, Sister Joanne. Praise God. Anyone else? You still got a little bit more time here. Sister Joanne, welcome.
Good afternoon. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Hi. You sound good and strong, Sister Joanne. Where are you? I'm not hearing you now.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Good afternoon to all the ministers and the prophets on the line. Happy New Year's to you. It's a privilege and an honor to see another year. Look what God has done for us. Yes, Cheddar. Hey, God. I praise him and I thank him and I give him all the glory and all the praise he has done for us. God is good all the time. God is good. The scripture that I'm coming from is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know God, the topic is God knows the plan.
Amen.
For I know the plan that I have for you, declared the Lord. A plan and to prosper you and not to harm you. A plan to give you hope and a future. That's my scripture that the Lord has given me this year. He said he didn't come to hurt me. He know the plan for all of us. Our plans are not his plan. Our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. So he knows everything about us. And he didn't even know the hairs on our head. Hey, that's God. I'm just saying thank you, Lord. I hear the song say, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all what he's going to do and what he's about to do in our lives. So I thank you for the scripture. God knows the plan for us. He knows the future. He knows what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. So our eyes and purpose to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, the winning prize. Yeah, I decree and I declare it over us today that we will be all what God called us to be in the mighty name of Jesus. So that's all I got to say. God knows the plan. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God. Thank you, Sister Joanne, Minister Joanne. Thank God that he knows the plans. Hallelujah. And I'm just so honored and blessed to have you on after all of these years of and I say this often because it blesses me so much that you were the one that I knew that graduated from hospice. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you weren't in hospice at home, you were in a hospice hospital for people with full-blown AIDS. Hallelujah. And God has kept you a mighty long time. Glory to God. So it's a privilege and an honor for God to send a miracle on our line this morning. Amen. A walking miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A talking miracle. A miracle that loves God with all her heart. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. So good to hear your voice, Sister Joanne. And also that song that you sang, Thank You, Lord, we sang that earlier.
Wow.
So you're right with us in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, this is so wonderful. I praise God for each and every one of you who just came on and shared with us this morning. Those who did not share, just keep praying and just asking the Lord. And if he ever tells you to share, you jump on in and share with us. This is not about any big eyes or little U's. We just want to hear what the Lord is saying through you. And back to what Sister Joanne said, God knows the plan. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. And he knows the plan that he has for us. He knew the plan that he had even for Sister Joanne while she was in the hospital with full-blown AIDS and tuberculosis. And God brought her out. And I'm trying to remember how many years she's been out. It's been at least 15 years. It's probably been closer to 20 because I've been gone from New Jersey for 14 years now. So it has to be like close to 20 years because she was well out before I left. And I'm just so blessed by what God is doing and so encouraged that, yes, he does know the plan. Amen. And as she said, keep our eyes on him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that word. Amen. And as we get ready to close today, we want to pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. We were so blessed this morning as we went downstairs to put out communion cups in the lobby. The Lord made it possible for us to pray the prayer of salvation with Kevin. Hallelujah. We thank God he was visibly touched as he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. The Bible is true and right. Hallelujah. And just receiving that word and believing it in the name of Jesus. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. And as we said earlier, be fully engaged so that your faith can be engaged as well. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Of all my
sins.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
Help me and show me.
And now.
I know.
According to the Bible. I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm a child of God. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Hallelujah. And then we want to pray over you. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now in Jesus' name, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to do right, power to think right. Hallelujah. And then power to even pray in your heavenly prayer language in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for you right now in Jesus' name. And now we want to invite you to a Bible-believing church. You can go to a Bible-believing church in your neighborhood. And you can also be a part of the Bible-believing Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. The Lord has put this family of broadcasts together for us to learn and grow together. I'm still learning and growing. Pastor Mom is still learning and growing. Come and grow and learn with us. Amen. So you can listen to our family of broadcasts as they air by calling 516-418-5699. Amen. You can also listen to our podcast. We have probably about 1,350 of them right now of our podcast. Hallelujah. And you can just Google Get 'em Radio, GITM Radio, and listen to our 4 hours a day, anytime of day or night, and they are free to listen to. Amen. So now if you want to connect with us and be a part of the conversation listen to us as we air, every Sunday we meet here at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. We're the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Now, next Sunday is the second Sunday of the month, and Pastor Mom will be bringing the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. It's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. It is at 12 noon Eastern, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig. And then on Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues. And I just encourage you all, continue to volunteer. Volunteer to pray in tongues. And then we have interpretation of tongues. It's an awesome time in the Lord. And that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have now the second Wednesday of the month, and we have a new broadcast starting the fourth Wednesday of the month. Now, the second Wednesday of the month, which is January the 11th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have our healing service. And we call that prophetic healing, where God tells us what ailments are going to be healed prior to the broadcast, and then what God reveals, he heals. Last year, we had over 70 healings on those second Wednesdays. Hallelujah. So mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm. Wednesday, November the 11th. Also, our new broadcast, the name is Anointed Pandemic Babies. These are babies that were born from 2019, around the year 2019 and to the present time. And God is pouring out his spirit on these babies. Hallelujah. This is the last of the last days. So we're going to hear from the parents. We're going to hear about what these babies are doing. And we're going to pray for them, because these parents are going to need somebody who know that these children are anointed and to be able to guide them. Hallelujah. So that's going to be January 25th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you know any pandemic babies, your grandbabies, your great-grandbabies, let me know about them. Hallelujah. We can have their parents on the broadcast. Glory to God. Okay, so then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition. This month is Prophecy Month. And so we're going to hear what the Lord is saying about 2023 and get a word from the Lord. Now, if you have a word from the Lord, about a five-minute word from the Lord about what's going on 2023, please contact me and let me know about it. And we'll have you a part of our prophetic chorus of prophetic voices on January the 5th. Hallelujah. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll have other prophets who will come on and give us a word. We're going to have the fiery evangelist, Janie Sims. On the 12th, we'll have our friend Bishop Aaron McClary on the 19th, and then we'll have our very dear Pastor Helen Price on the 26th. And you know, if you know about that month, that's a hot month for us, hallelujah, because people also get a personal prophetic word from the Lord on those nights too. So, you know, call your family, friends, have them to come on. If they want a word from the Lord, and I'm telling you, God is giving pinpoint accurate words, and we don't have to know anything about you. He knows everything about you. So you know somebody who needs to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. They just need a word from the Lord. Make sure they call in on Thursday because they will get a word from the Lord. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we have for today. I think most people have said what they wanted to say, but we're going to open a line for just for everybody just a few moments here. If you have something that you want to say, you can say it now. If you don't want to say anything, make sure you mute your line so we don't hear everything in the background. But if you want to say something, all the lines are open. All right. I'm checking my – the last time I did this, people said I was saying something. Oh, Marvin Sapp, thank you for letting me know. I got a bunch of texts to say Marvin Sapp. Thank you. Never would have made it, Marvin Sapp. Thank you. Yeah, that's why I was crying. I was just crying. I never would have made it, God. Hallelujah.
I just want to say
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Minister Rachel, is that a word?
No, this is Sister Joanne.
Oh. Okay.
This is Sister Joanne. Oh. I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, and for all what you have done for me. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
For
Lord.
All of us. For all of
yes.
His children. And the children
yes.
to come. Our great-grandchildren. Our children. You know what? God is in the midst of us. And we got to keep on. I'm about my Father business.
Yes.
I'm about my Father business.
Yes,
so
Lord.
I thank you and I praise him. I give him glory and I give him honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Joanne, you see if you got a word for 2023, all right?
Okay, I will.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes. Keep spreading generational truth to our children in the starting of this year. And then start right. You know, just the truth of God and who he is and everything is worth.
Yes.
And that keep all flowing and keeping us each year. He allows us to live this and breathe his breath of life in. I love you all.
Amen. Love you too. And we're looking for Gabriel to be on. Yeah, I'm saying right. Gabriel to be on.
You will, Ross.
Amen. Amen. So we want to hear what he's been doing. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll get together on that. Praise God. Anybody else? Thank you, Minister Rachel. Anyone else? Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Mom to say goodbye. Make any closing remarks? You want to make any closing remarks? And then...
Yes, Abraham. It's very nice today.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so you want to close us out in prayer? Praise God.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee. While we're absent one from another.
Mm-hmm.
One by one. And one from another.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I praise God for Pastor Mom. Praise God for each and every one of you. And as we get ready to go, remember, I am the church.
I am the church.
You are the church. And we are the church together. Hallelujah. Amen. If I can just get this queued up in just a second. Thank you, Jesus. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. Happy New Year again.